Gary's Indoor Ranges and Tactical Supply, Kites, and Alex's Affordable Eyewear.
News Radio KMAN, Dave Lewis in for Brady Bowman. I understand that the scheduling error happened here within the midst of our broadcast facility. Our apologies, but General Wiggins had notified someone within our building that he wasn't going to be able to join us for the program today, so we regret that situation. By the way, I did get a picture taken with that little vial that we had from InBath that Marty Veneer showed us. Little show and tell here. I have posted that on the K-Man Facebook page, a little picture of me holding it. You can tell that it's not very big. We do have a phone call standing by. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I used to live in Concordia, and Father Worth used to be there. And I always heard that he also made sausage. You know, an old German recipe, and he called it Worthwurst.
And Worthwurst.
His claim about the sausage was that it was guaranteed to have no hair in it.
No hair in it because he had none, huh?
He had none.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
A sense of humor.
That's hilarious. And our previous caller and made this comment about, you know, he always had a smile on his face, and you're right, he was just he had a soul that was just filled with joy, and I think we can probably all figure out where that came from. So
yeah, well, thank you, and have a good day.
Appreciate you sharing your comments and your reflections on Father Lauren Worth once again. Services. They have the Master Christian burial tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at St. Thomas More Catholic Church. The parish vigil service tonight begins at 7. So,
thank you.
Father Cody? Did not know that. Well, there was often time, you know, at these Catholic schools functions that they would have a dinner with Father Worth, and I didn't realize, you know, his culinary skills were so well known. But that was always a very, very popular item on the auction block. Well, and you had the comment from Father Cody earlier this morning on the news that, you know, he always seemed to have lunch or dinner with somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a great man. So I know that his passing, I think, like I said earlier this morning, Nick, somewhat surprising for a lot of folks, but he had a number of health conditions. But here once again, I was talking with a friend of mine, just saw him last week at the Rotary Club meeting, and, you know, just I guess he just passed away of natural causes. So, but we do have information about Father Lauren Worth, obituary information and details on those services on our website, newsradiokman.com. So tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, I haven't even looked at that list here to go that far ahead. Do you have that list over there in the studio? You got to put up. I thought I left it up there. How can I forget Karen's going to be in? That's it for tomorrow. All right. Well, we are moving up on closing time, so great to have Colonel Stephen Schrader in, the new CG or GC, the garrison commander at Fort Riley, joining us, and also thanks to Marty Veneer for joining us as well. CBS News is next.